So apparently, AI tutors are outperforming human teachers in some metrics, and schools are racing to adopt them before we even know if that's a good idea. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, the AI education revolution that's happening right under our noses. While we've been busy worrying about AI taking creative jobs, it's quietly reshaping how our kids learn. The education sector is seeing a massive influx of AI tools, from personalized tutoring systems to grading copilots that can evaluate essays faster than any teacher with a red pen. Here's where it gets interesting. Some early studies are showing that these AI tutors are actually delivering results. Students using these systems are demonstrating faster mastery of subjects and higher engagement. One report even described AI tutors as rescuing students from median-pitched classes. You know, those classes that move too fast for some kids and too slow for others. Google just rolled out AI features in Google Classroom. Microsoft's pushing Copilot for Education into over 100 school districts. Even OpenAI launched ChatGPT Edu, specifically designed for schools. This isn't just tech companies playing around. This is a fundamental shift in how education works. And honestly, I think we're witnessing the early days of the biggest transformation in education since the invention of the printing press. But, and this is a big but, the evidence isn't keeping pace with the hype. We're deploying these systems at scale before we fully understand their impact. But here's the thing. While everyone is focused on the tech giants moving into education, there's something even more fascinating happening in the background: the surprising lack of venture capital in this space. You'd think with all the AI education buzz, VCs would be throwing money at startups in this sector, right? But that's not what we're seeing. Unlike areas like generative AI or enterprise software, education AI isn't attracting the big-name venture capital firms in the same way. The major players aren't startups backed by Andreessen Horowitz or Sequoia. They're either nonprofits like Khan Academy with their Khanmigo tutor, or they're just features being added to existing big tech products. Even Duolingo, which is now public, didn't rise to prominence primarily as an AI education company. This creates a really interesting dynamic. Without the pressure of venture returns, organizations like Khan Academy can focus on pedagogical quality over growth metrics. But without VC funding, we might see slower innovation. The education market has always been notoriously difficult for startups: long sales cycles, tight budgets, and complex stakeholder relationships. I think this explains why we're seeing AI education tools emerge more as features within Google Classroom or Microsoft platforms, rather than as standalone VC-backed startups disrupting the system. They already have the distribution. Quick hits before we go. Studies show AI tutors work best in hybrid models with human teachers, not as replacements. Privacy concerns around student data in AI systems remain largely unaddressed by current policies. And interestingly, micro schools, those small, flexible learning environments, are adopting AI tools faster than traditional public schools. When we look at the big picture of AI in education, we're seeing a classic tension play out. On one side, there's legitimate evidence that personalized AI tutoring can help students learn better and faster. On the other, we're deploying these systems at massive scale before we fully understand their long-term impacts on learning, teacher roles, and educational equity. The question isn't whether AI will transform education. It already is. The question is whether we'll be thoughtful enough to harness its benefits while mitigating its risks, and whether we'll remember that education isn't just about efficiently transferring information to young brains, it's about developing humans. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.